And here we are. This is Tales from the Long Box podcast, a remote recording. We're here at Popo's Comics in Tupelo, Mississippi. It is now 12:18 on August 31st, and I have before me and have purchased the Justice League number 1 and Flashpoint number 5. I've browsed through them, haven't read them yet, and I have to say they are impressive. Here also with us is one of the owners and proprietors of Popo's Comics.
Hello, my name is Kat.
So, how many people have been calling and asking about it? You got a lot of people.
At least over 100 people just asking about if we're going to have this in, and we have it in. We have a lot of people who were, not to call people dumb, but to say smart enough to actually go, I need to buy this. You were one of them that were like, I know it's going to sell out.
Yep.
And we have already reordered knowing that it would sell out. So if you don't get it today, go ahead, come on in, buy it. And it'll be in your folder when you get in, when it comes in.
Now, one question I was wondering, if you had a lot of people that aren't comic, you know, people call and ask about it too?
Yes.
Seeing it on the news, especially the last couple of days, they've had a lot of news coverage and, you know, New York Times, USA Today, and things like that. So have you had people call about it?
We have. We've had a lot of people who have kids that they see it on TV. They want to get into it. We've got a lot of, surprisingly, we've had a lot of women come in and they want to get into it.
Huh.
Because everybody knows most comic books are for older men.
True.
Now we have a lot of women who are coming in. I've seen it. My husband's into it. And this is something I can get into at the very beginning.
Well, that's good. That's definitely something that DC would like to see. Let's see, what else was I going to ask? Now I'm kind of drawing a blank all of a sudden.
And really, these are some great issues to start out with.
Yeah, now I have to admit, you know, I've always loved Lee's art, and he's definitely, now the first couple pages everybody's seen in previews and whatever, but the rest of the comic, it's really good. It's definitely some of his better stuff, I have to admit. And seeing Green Lantern and Batman together for the first time, at least in this new universe, it's pretty interesting.
It is, and luckily I got the chance to read it. So you have a whole new deal where if you read Flashpoint number 5, which I strongly suggest you read number 5 before you even start to pick up, which I know it's going to be really hard.
Yeah, well, you know, I've looked through them both, but I haven't, like I said, I haven't read them yet. And looking at Flashpoint 5, Kubert does a really good job here, you can tell. Yeah, I think I've seen the 2-page spread. Of course, I haven't read it to get the context of it, but not sure what it explains, but it does definitely look interesting. So, yeah, looking forward to reading that. That's going to be a lot of fun.
You don't put it down.
Yeah.
Not through the whole thing. You don't stop.
I could definitely tell it's going to be like that. So, I might have to read it before I go to bed. But anyway, so tell us what other kind of specials you got going on with this today.
Well, tonight only we have $1.99 back issues. Mm-hmm. We also had our giveaway, which you were here for.
Yep.
You got third place, so you got a lot of free comic books.
Yes, I did. I got
for only a dollar.
That's right. Back issues were $1.99, so I picked up some more Batmans for my collection, and yeah, this is really liking the store. I've posted pictures up on Facebook. I'll try to get those up on the blog for as well as everybody can see them. And, well, that's about it. This is it. The new DCU.
The only DC comic books coming out this week.
Yes, it's going to be, I'm looking forward to reading what they've got in store. So, that's about it for tonight. And until next time. See you later. Bye.